It is not an Olympic feat without the great Vangelis' Chariots of Fire, of course, from the 1981 film, particularly as we welcome our first Olympian on the line to join us this morning. It's 11 minutes past 7. Erin Christie is the Women's SA Olympic Hockey Captain, and it's such an important voice for us to hear this morning. She's literally just come off the field a few hours ago, having played against the Netherlands, a difficult match that the Netherlands won 5-0, and this is not their first. Yesterday, or the day before yesterday, they'd also had a game that was not too easy. Erin, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe and the Big Breakfast broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you this morning?
Thank you so much for having me, and good morning there in South Africa from an afternoon here in Tokyo. It's really, really great to be here and really great to be on the show.
Likewise, so honored to have you. I can see the video of you. I don't know if you can see me, but for our listeners, you're looking very fresh for a person who's just completed such a huge feat. Tell us, how has it been being in Tokyo thus far and representing the country for us?
So first of all, obviously, it's an absolute honor and privilege to be able to be here in Tokyo at the Olympic Games and represent South Africa as well as South African hockey. With regards to the competition, it's obviously been extremely tough, but we knew that coming into the competition that it would be extremely tough. This is the biggest sporting stage in the world, so we would expect nothing less. But yeah, it's been really, really great to compete against the best in the world and to get a taste of international hockey, which we've lacked for so long now.
We certainly have. And I think one of the things we've been very excited about making, putting a spotlight on this particular Big Breakfast broadcast where we're focusing on sports is, one, the increased emphasis and I think momentum behind women's sports in the very first place. And then, of course, as you rightly say, hockey itself. Do you think you're getting the right, spotlight that you so earnestly deserve, particularly as you're up against what some have described the they described it the group of death that you guys are facing in terms of competitors?
Yeah, so I've been asked a lot about, you know, you guys are in the tough pool. But I mean, if you look at the other pool is just as tough. That is the beauty of the Olympics, is that it is the best of the best. So regardless of who you're playing against, you are playing against the number one in the world. I think for us as the South African women's hockey team, We are here to compete, and we are here to try and showcase what we can do. It's obviously been extremely, extremely tough with the COVID pandemic. But besides that, as South African hockey, we do not get the same number of international games as the other nations. A lot of the other nations have just come out of their European Championship, so they're fresh and used to the pace and the international hockey. Whereas for us, it's been about 18 months before the Olympics that we actually had a test match. So we are very privileged to be here and very privileged to be able to compete against the best in the world.
You certainly are, and we're grateful and privileged to have you representing us. We've been represented in the last 20 years of the majority of the last 20 years of Olympics. What's been different this year with respect to COVID-19 and other impacts that may have changed the approach to these last 18 months of training and the ability for the ladies to really bring their A game?
So obviously COVID-19 has not only affected us, but it has affected the entire world. And I
Correct.
Think it's taught the entire world to be adaptable and to make the best of any situation. For us as a team, you definitely would have liked to have played a lot more international games coming into the tournament and get that international practice. It's something that we seriously lack. So that's something that we would have liked to do differently, but COVID-19 put a stop to. But we have to get creative in these trying times. And so we've been for the whole part of this year before the Olympics, we were meeting in Joburg every second weekend as a squad and trying to get creative with our preparation and still move forward despite the challenges that COVID-19 placed on us.
So we played Ireland, Great Britain, the Netherlands, and coming up this Friday will be Germany, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And then India on Saturday.
Okay. Oh, wow. Back to back. How are you feeling about those?
Well, since we put ourselves in a difficult position regarding the pool matches, it means that against Germany, we're going to have to get a point at least, if not 3 points from the win. But India on Saturday is a must win game for us. They also have had a tough run in the pool stages so far. So they're definitely a team that we will be looking to beat and get 3 points again.
And finally, just your, so first of all, we're really excited for that. We'll be watching. Just your sense from the team and yourself, the experience of Tokyo itself, being amongst so many all the other athletes. What's the energy been like on the ground?
Yeah, it's obviously fantastic. It's great to be in a multi-sport village and to see all these other famous athletes. I think a lot of us have scouted Novak Djokovic a couple of times, so we have awesome. A couple of photos with him. So it's really, really awesome to be living and eating and playing amongst the best in the world and to be a part of such a prestigious tournament. So the vibe is really, really good in the village, but obviously no one likes losing and we've had a tough run so far. So it's been tough for us on the hockey front, but we certainly aren't giving up and we're definitely going to give Germany and India a go. Friday and Saturday.
Give them a run for your money, for their money. We are 1000% behind you. There's 60 million people rooting for you and then some. You're absolutely correct. You're champions already. We're so proud of you. Thank you so much. And good luck on them cardboard beds, girl. I hope you're getting some kind of
thank comfort. You. Thank you so much.
All right, then. Have a wonderful day. Erin Christie, the captain of the South African Olympic, Women's Olympic Hockey Team, talking to us about what they're looking forward to in the days ahead. Please make sure you watch that those two fixtures this Friday at 2:30 a.m. Against Germany and, of course, on our time and 5:15 a.m. on Saturday against India.